96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It does not feel like spring, so you probably haven't been thinking much about your spring wardrobe, but the warmer weather will be upon us sooner than you think, so that means you may want to get ready for spring and ready to spring forward with spring fashion. Joining me tonight with tips and advice for men and women are fashion consultant Maggie Francois and designer and stylist Kenny Cass Flanagan. They're here to answer all of your spring fashion questions. If you have a comment, if you have thoughts, if you are still trying to figure out what to get rid of, maybe it's time to get rid of those bell bottoms and all that other stuff you have in your closet, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Maggie, Kenny, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Happy to be here.
Happy.
Totally.
All right. So, spring 2018, where do you start? Let's start with the ladies. Ladies first. Where do the ladies start for spring trends and just making sure they look good? Because right now, folks, Maggie, are still bundled up.
Yeah, it's every year it's different. I mean, you never know sometimes where to go because you don't know what's going to be happening with the weather.
Exactly.
So right now, I'm actually still in my fall winter clothes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Parka's on sale with hoodies and the whole nine.
Exactly. Right. So it's really, you know, hard to transition right now with going into spring. But, you know, if it gets a little warm, you can do something where, I mean, you could put on a jogger and a little bomber jacket or something, you know, still keeping trend and style. So, but right now, it's pretty hard to.
It's really hard.
See where to go.
Well, for the folks that are trying to get ahead of the game right now, let us assume that they are ready to step out as soon as the temperatures get above 65 or something like that. Again, with the ladies, what's trending right now this spring, Kenny?
Right now, what's trending right now is the joggers. Everybody's wearing the joggers, so easy for them to put on with heels and step out with the guys. The guys are really looking.
Guys wear joggers, though.
They do.
And they do. I'm not going to do the heel thing.
He's saying you can wear heels, but you can do so much with joggers.
Yeah, I mean, I've done quarter length boots with joggers on.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? I've done blazers with joggers on.
Yes.
So there's ways that you can step it up. It's just all about you. See, every time I come on here, you know, we talk about this, Harold.
I know. I always give you the side eye.
You gotta have fun.
A blazer with joggers.
That's right.
Yeah. I couldn't have worn that to church yesterday.
I actually have on joggers today.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but you look cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look, but.
I try.
But you always wear black when you come in here.
Always
wear black.
Because why? I'm still feeling winterish. But I do color.
Definitely.
That's another trend that's like big is color. Pops of color.
Absolutely. Huge. Doing pops of patterns, mixing patterns. It's going to be popular again. Guys are definitely going to be willing to put on colorful pants, yellow, sky blue. White pants, of course, which is easy, but guys are definitely going to step out of the box.
Okay. So, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about spring fashion, getting yourself ready for the warmer weather whenever it gets here, how to look your best as you spring forward with spring fashion. I want to go back to this joggers thing, specifically for the ladies, because some of the things that I've seen online and elsewhere, these are not your mama's joggers. I mean, these things, they describe them because they do have some flair and some extra stuff.
Right. Well, they come in so many different styles from patterns now to, you know, you have the stripes on the side to
which
give it a little fun, plain colors. They have the ribbing at the bottom. You know, so you can
wear
them
with heels. You got your bell bottoms now with the inside zipper.
See, I mentioned that whole bell bottom thing.
Zipper ones. Yeah. I mean, it's so many different styles, but I think people love them because it's a sense of being stylish and also being comfortable at the same time, which is what people are looking for these days because.
Mm-hmm. Especially women with curves.
Yeah, especially
because
women.
Because it's stretch.
It's stretch. It fits.
And it still shows and is dressed up because they, again, they can wear that with a long, top.
Duster.
A duster, yep. Mm-hmm. Long duster. They can wear it with a blazer. It's the same thing. You can dress it up and down. A lot of things now is, which is really becoming popular, especially for the women. A lot of these clothes now that are being made, they're unisex. Mm-hmm. So they're wearing men's shorts with heels now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're wearing men's oversized dress shirts and turning them into halter tops.
Hmm.
I actually got a cute one the other day. Yeah, you do it with some slacks or something.
Exactly.
We'll be looking for that on your Instagram page. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about spring fashion for men and women. What's in, what's out, what's in your closet that should be out, what's in your closet that should stay. Yeah, how about that? You can start that that charitable donation right now for the end of the year. Let me go to Bonna. Bonna calling from Largo. Bonna, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
So what should a man who's not necessarily in with the new generation, you know, the tight pants and stuff like that, but is around 40 years old, what should I look for when I go out to bring my wardrobe up to speed?
I mean, what is your style, though? Like, where are you at right now as far as your style is concerned?
That's a really good question.
I'm stuck in the 80s, man. Like, I feel
like baggy.
Oh,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Listen.
I mean, I'm saying I'm 40 years old, man. That's
you 40.
Like, you'll be 40 and fly.
You hear that?
You can still be 40 and fly. Slim cut blazers, slim cut shirts.
Stop making that as an excuse, brother. Come on.
What size do you wear, Bonna?
What style?
Size.
What's your size?
Oh, what size? I'm a good 2X, 1X.
Okay.
40 jeans.
How do you feel about blazers? How do you feel about vests?
I love them, but my wife don't like my style. So
that means you need to come to grips with yourself and just be honest with yourself and say, I need to either call Cass or Maggie so they can come over and help me get my style together. Because here's the thing. One of the biggest things, especially for men, is transition. Especially when you feel like, especially when you felt like back in the 80s, early 90s, you was that guy. And then now that the fashion cuts and trends have changed, excuse me, you're trying to figure a way to adapt. So what you do is you take some of them wide leg pants and you find a good tailor and you get them altered. You don't do the super skinny, but you can bring them in a little bit and gradually just walk yourself through, see how that fit feels. Because you're not accustomed to that fit yet. You're not accustomed to seeing how it feels. So when you do put them on in the store, you feel a little uncomfortable because you feel that they're tight. And they may not be
very
tight. It's just a feeling that you have not been able to adjust to yet, and that's a transition.
Okay,
that's a very good point.
And one other thing, Bonna, before I let you go. Now, what do you do for a living?
I teach in the community college.
Okay, see, that's another thing. Teachers and of every stripe, whether they are college professors or whether they're teaching in the public school system, a lot of them have really stepped up their game, particularly the men.
Yes.
You know, they are, it's not, you know, sweat tops and jeans.
I'm a professor too.
Yeah. So the men are really throwing things together too.
Because I feel like the men have to lead by example. If you're spending most of the time with the kids in your classroom and they're seeing you, you have to set an example too. I like what you're wearing, but you also can wear this. So you're giving these young men who are growing up to be men to opportunities to see a style from an older gentleman.
Yep.
So that they can relate to it. Because if you're still dressing in the 80s, trust me, they're not relating to you at all.
That's right. Just tell your wife the man that she fell in love with is about to really get it together for the
that's
spring.
Right.
There you go. Bonner, thank
that's
you so
what's
much.
Up. That's
thank
what's
you.
Up. I'm about to do that.
You just tell her. Just don't leave my name fun. Out of it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about spring fashion. What do you need to look for as you make that transition from the cold weather to warmer weather this spring? What kind of colors should you be looking to add to your wardrobe? Of course, we have a designer and stylist, Kenny Cass Flanagan, and fashion consultant Maggie Francois here. So if you have a question or a comment, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Maggie, outside of dressing for the weather, let us assume that the weather is warm enough for you to put on your spring garb. What is it that women should put away now that perhaps they may have had last year? And you would think, yeah, you don't want to do that in 2018. What should they put
Tell them, sis. Go ahead. Let's just go off the break. We had this conversation. Tell them.
Go ahead.
Fur slippers.
Yes.
Throw them things out the garb.
Fur slippers.
Yes.
I know you've seen the fur slipper trend.
Looking like Easter bunnies walking out around here.
Yeah, there's that.
Fur slippers, the cold shoulder tops. You
yes.
can do off the shoulder.
What's a cold? What's a cold shoulder top?
The ones with the holes.
So you know the ones with the holes in the shoulder.
They
okay.
Yeah.
Shoulder. Get rid of those.
Get them out.
Okay. Leggings that they wear as pants. Like, you got to be careful because
some of them leggings are see through.
They're see through, so you can see everything.
See
wow.
everything.
Okay.
Start wearing them as pants. And what else did I have? Oh, the high low dresses.
Oh
it's
yeah.
A party
yeah.
in the front and business in the back. I'm so confused. Party in the front, business in the back. It's not happening. Get rid of it.
Yeah, they got those asymmetrical.
I can't.
Yeah, you can't, and maybe she shouldn't either.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
gotta go.
Well, there you
go. The stage.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, leave it for the stage. And a lot of things I mentioned, you could do that in theater and staging
exactly.
and all that.
Exactly.
Because those are pieces that you wear. You use in costume design for period pieces when you have to do a movie.
Okay.
So those are always going to work.
Yeah.
On set for whatever you have
exactly.
to do because we need those pieces.
Exactly.
But not going out on
going
the town
out,
with
out
your
out of town every yeah. day. No. You
okay.
know? But
huh.
we're both in the industry of film as well, so.
And another big no-no. Stop watching all of these reality TV shows and seeing what these women are wearing and thinking you can just wear these
exactly.
out in the street as well.
Give me an example.
And stop going on Fashion Nova thinking
yes.
Fashion Nova works for you.
Exactly.
Okay, I have two questions. Give me an example, Cass. What do you mean? What are the, your...
So my fellas out here.
Yeah.
They want to wear these motorcycle jackets. Know your size. I've seen guys out here wearing motorcycle jackets that they can't even lift their arms up. They look like they got straight jackets on.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, things like that. And then also, too, listen, I'm 51. All right. Everybody can't wear what I wear. I understand I may not look 51.
Right.
But they always say, men always say, I have to dress my age. What does your age have to do anything about how you dress? It's how
thing.
You feel. It's how you feel or how you represent yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's periods of time where people be like, you know what? They get a pass. Prince did the butt cheeks out.
Yeah.
No one is. He wore heels.
But only Prince.
Only Prince can
right.
do it. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson. He got a pass. Parliament Funkadelics. My man.
No, they didn't get a pass. They didn't get a pass. They were just who they were. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking spring fashion. After the break, we're going to be talking about colors. We're going to talk about white parties also. Is it white? Is it ivory? What is it?
It got to go. That's what it is.
It's got to go. How about that? Stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls in just a few seconds. Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about spring fashion. Yes, We know it doesn't feel like it. It really feels very, very much like the last throes of winter weather. But spring is just around the corner, and we want to make sure that you are ready to look good from head to toe, men and women. My guests are fashion consultant Maggie Francois and designer and stylist Kenny Cass Flanagan. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Baca, calling from Southeast. Baca, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Bach, are you there?
2 years old.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And I want to talk about the fashion.
Go ahead.
And about spring. And I heard you say the lady wears black all the time.
Yeah, well, that's just her thing.
That's the thing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she will probably wear.
It's just today.
Yeah, right. She'll wear black in New Orleans in the summer.
Until I understand, I came to the conclusion that I think the African American community is in mourning. And that's where they wear black.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, though, Baca.
Okay. We're
happy over here.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking
about that. I'm saying I just made that analogy about black.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Because one time we didn't wear black a lot on to funerals. But see, with spring, when you're springing, you're wearing spring clothes, you wear light clothes, you wear light colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then we have a problem with a lot of times. Like, I'm an older lady, and I always like fashion, and I still dress at my age. Okay?
So what's your question?
My question is, not so much a question or a comment.
Okay.
Is that I'd like to see people that wear certain things. I have a, we don't know how to dress, basically.
What do you mean by that?
When I say this, when you wear a certain stripes,
mm-hmm.
You may have a vertical stripe, you may have a horizontal stripes. Well, if you're heavy, you don't need to wear horizontal stripes when you're heavy.
Well, let me stop you right there, because I think that you do make an important point in that the rules now, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Kenny, the rules are that there really aren't any rules anymore.
There aren't any rules anymore, because right now it's based on how you feel and the style that you put together. A lot of times people get all of these name brands and put them on there, and it looks like it's cheap still, so you don't know the name. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, so my thing is understand your body, understand your style. And then just grow with it. You know, we get too caught up on what we supposed to look like instead of, and then we end up losing our identity along with what we're wearing.
Mm-hmm. And Maggie, I think you can really speak to something that Kenny said earlier. A lot of black women, for example, they're curvy.
Mm-hmm. Very curvy.
Usually the only, you know, ultra thin black women you see, they're walking down the runway. There are some, but they're curvy. So what about those horizontal stripes? Do you think it really matters now?
It matters now. I mean, it's still stylish. You just have to make it work and pair it up with the right pants, skirt, you know,
exactly.
Shorts, whatever, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
There you are, Baca. Something new for you to think about. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cynthia. Cynthia calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Virginia. Cynthia, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to know, what do they think about transitional outerwear, such as, you know, trench coats or a denim jacket?
Oh, yeah, those are great pieces to
And those are timeless pieces. They'll never go out of style.
Timeless pieces.
Okay, because I've been seeing a lot of trench coats in different colors, you know, mm-hmm. spring colors, and I just want to know, what did you guys think?
I think it's great. Go ahead, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. And the trench coats are actually coming out. You know, they used to be the khaki color. Now for the spring, they're coming out in all these bold, bright colors like lilac and red and orange and yellow. You name it, mustard
super
yellow.
Super bright pink.
Super bright pinks, mixed print. So it's a great thing. Plus, people are using them as dusters, you know, if they want to just throw it on with a tank top and some jeans, you know,
mixing
dress it
the
up.
Fabrics. They're doing light denim also
mm-hmm.
with it. So
what is light denim?
So light denim is a real soft, light cotton. It's a cotton blend, so it's a stretch to it, so it's not as heavy as your old school heavy denim. So now they've figured out a way to where you can wear them and it's not as heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Even the men, because now men have stretched denim in our jeans now. to give us that extra fit, because a lot of the African American men, we have big thighs.
Right, exactly.
So that causes us to have to go a size up, and then we have that little gap. The same issue as women when their hips and or their butts. Mm-hmm. But the light denim is really being popular, especially because a lot of guys now, if they're not in shape, they want to wear something to cover their arms or add a little layer for the summer. So they're coming out with all of these light cottons, these light denim cottons. So it's great. I think it's awesome.
Okay. Cynthia, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, Maggie, before the break, we were talking about white parties or not too white party. What's wrong with the white parties? What's wrong with the white outfits?
I just think they are just, the parties are very dated, I guess.
You think so?
I think they're dated. You know what I mean?
So I just think I don't even think they even understand what a white party really means.
No, I don't think they understand what a white party really means.
Well, what does
right,
it mean? Educate us.
So here's the thing. So I'm going to tell you one of the best all-white parties I've probably gone to in a long time was Diddy's.
Okay.
So Diddy had an all-white party.
I missed my invitation, but please continue. Go ahead.
So what I like about what they reinforced was you had to wear pure all-white. People were showing up in cream, off-white. They wouldn't let you in. Right. Right. So they weren't coming. They weren't allowing them to in. But once you've seen all of that all-white, it's just a matter of a fashion statement. Just make everybody wear all white. That's really what it is. It's really no big deal. I can understand why Maggie is like totally over it.
Yeah, because she's wearing black. I mean, that's her thing. So, but
black is actually not my thing.
Oh, it's not.
I just have on black tonight. Oh, I just have on black tonight, but it's not my thing.
Yeah, because I'm always saying, yeah, my sister wear colors all year round. I'm not even gonna lie.
So outside of the parties, Maggie, particularly for women who want to do something different with white, mm-hmm. what do you recommend this spring? Or is white just not it for
this
spring?
Oh, no. I actually love white. Okay. I mean, I could do white all year round. I don't stop doing white. I think throughout the winter, I wear my white.
More than anything.
Casual jacket, you know what I mean? So, no, I love white. But they can do pleated skirts, you know, for spring.
It's so much. I mean, my God, if you wear a white top, you can wear anything
right,
on the
capri,
bottom.
Capri pants. Which are probably never going out of style to me.
Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever. Like, white is pure. You can mix it with anything.
Yes. White dress shirts, you know, with a little stretch in it, lycra, to give you that flowy look.
And this is another thing, and this is a question for that I know a lot of professional women are struggling with. So if a woman wants to wear a blouse to work, mm-hmm. that has a little bit of structure, mm-hmm. and something that has a little pop to it, and this isn't about the, I'm not asking about the color, I'm asking about the style.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do to, what should a woman's blouse, if and we're talking about a boss. I'm talking about somebody who's near the top but doesn't want to look so boring and structured. What should she do?
It depends on what she does, though.
Let's assume office. She's working in an office. You know, she's in the meetings. Maybe one of the few that looks like she does in those board meetings.
I think a really great look to start out with is really tailored items, mm-hmm. that's tailored to their body to perfection.
Right.
That it doesn't look like it's store-bought.
And these days the suits are made to cut,
yes.
to fit.
But hold on. Go ahead. Finish your point.
But the reason why I'm saying that is because that shows a level of, now I'm really paying attention to detail. I am the lead. Follow my lead. You know, I don't want to dress like my team. I want them to be inspired and saying, look, hard work, this is where it gets you. So tailored suits, as Maggie was about to, you know, explain, custom tailored suits are amazing. Tailored blouses, tailored slacks, pencil skirts, things are like, it's all about being polished. Mm-hmm. You know, It's polished. It's not about what you wear. It's how you look in them and how you feel in it. Because certain things that you do put on, you feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have people who walk in my store, and after they've gotten a tailored suit or whatever, they feel differently. They's like, wow, man, this is really feel good. And then the compliments you get from it,
mm-hmm.
it says a lot. So then now you're mentally changing how you act now. This is how I want to be.
What about material?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, there's so many different materials.
Oh, my God.
This season, I mean, I think back in the day, people used to be focused on maybe five or six different type of materials.
Wool, polyester.
There was so much you could work with and so much that people use because fashion has just evolved.
But I'm talking specifically about the point that I was making. I'm
talking for the suit.
Yeah, I'm talking. Well, no, I'm talking about the blouse. I'm talking about blouses.
Got you.
Yeah.
Blouses. Yeah. Okay, for fabrics, I would say maybe a stretch silk type
fabric. Few cottons, it just depends on what it is, because some of the cottons are not good.
Yes, but if it is cotton, it has to have a little of spandex mix
correct.
Or lycra mixed in it for it to really fit and be structured for a woman. And a lot of the shirts now, that's what they're doing. They're
correct.
Putting that in there. Like, I don't think women buy shirts anymore if they don't have that give to it.
I agree.
For them to look, you know, very polished and clean. Even your pencil skirt.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a guest. This was during our Women's History Month, and we had a young CEO, head of a multi-million-dollar company. I'm sure she wouldn't be offended if I mentioned her name is Dawn Hendricks. She had on an absolutely beautiful blouse, French cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a not quite purple, but darker than lavender with this this collar that was just
ruffled collar.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was exquisite. Now we are talking about someone who I would imagine, as my mother would say, has a couple of quarters. Okay, mm-hmm. and she looked absolutely exquisite. But how can a woman duplicate that inexpensively?
So many ways. They ruffled sleeves, ruffled collars.
The fit?
Trim, the fit. There's certain, basically, you could get that at, what, Zara?
Right. You can go to Zara. You can go to H&M. You can go to Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of nice pieces. The key is, so here's one of my little tricks that I do. I may have on a nice quality, expensive piece,
mm-hmm.
and I may have on something that I just picked up that may only cost me $20, $30.
$10.
Yep, $10. Because I do thrift shopping as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or I may do consignment shopping. And because of that, my whole outfit look like it's rich. Because, one, I know my fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, if it doesn't fit you right and it looks sloppy, then it doesn't come off as rich. You know, and people are like, well, I paid such and such for this. I'm like, okay, well, you need to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the key to the rule, and Maggie can back me on this, it's not what you buy, it's how it fits on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. People get this misconception that, oh, I spent all this money on such and such, I look good. No, you don't. You got to know what works for you and how it fits.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Let's take it down a little bit. Let's talk about shoes. And
oh, now you're talking my language.
And I'm talking particularly as it relates to you, and I've got to go to a break in a little bit, but I want you to think about this. You know, grown men after Easter Sunday shoes. Think about that. You know,
shoes with the fish in the heels, huh?
Yeah, none of that. Yeah, you were definitely telling your age, but you know, but seriously, I want you to think about that. You know,
okay.
what's in, and how can, you know, professional men really take their shoes up a notch without, you know, looking like they are working for the circus. I'll take a break. We'll be back. And same thing with you, Maggie. We're going to talk about women's shoes as well. How to be a little stylish, a little sexy, but not over the top. Think about it. We'll talk about that after the break. We're talking about spring fashion. Doesn't feel like it. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment, and we are talking about spring fashion, springing forward, and making sure your closet is ready for the season, even if it doesn't feel like it outside. Let's talk about shoes. I want to start with the men this time. Kenny, you know, Easter Sunday service yesterday, the brothers were really colorful, I should say. And, you know, I think at some point, this is just my opinion, but I think at some point on Easter Sunday, I personally think that grown men, a pop of color, for example, is not a bad thing. But when you are the pop, when all of you is the pop, I think it's time to tone that down. Well, short of that, shoes. What should we expect to see this spring when it comes to men and dress shoes?
So I think that there was a flood that came through with all these new style of shoes for men, and they just went crazy with it. Mm-hmm. Meaning, every man can wear those really slim pointy toe shoes. Mm-hmm. Some of those pointy toe shoes need to be buried. As far as color with shoes, it just depends on where you're going. Like, a lot of guys, they feel like because they see it and they like it, it can be worn with anything. Like, for instance, these the dress sneakers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing prom season right now, and I'm having these guys, not even just I'm doing prom season, but I'm just a lot of men, even with weddings. And they're like, oh, I'm thinking about wearing these Giuseppe sneakers. Mm-hmm. Not in my suit, you won't. I won't make it now. And I'm like, well, why? He's like, man, you know, this is how I've been dressing. I love that look. A lot of guys don't know. They don't know how to transition. That's why your early caller, he said that he was in the 80s.
Right.
It's very hard for some reason for some men to transition over. So what they try to do is to hold on what they think is still stylish and bring in something new, and they look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So the stores, even the men in the stores who work in the shoe department, they don't even have the full knowledge of what's a good shoe to transition or what's a good shoe to go with an outfit. Because now these shoes are having all these diamonds on it. They having the patent leathers is a great shoe, but it doesn't mean that you can wear it with everything. Mostly patent leather shoes are made for formal.
And as they always have been.
Right, always have been. But there are new style patent leather shoes that I've even worn with a pair of jeans, ripped jeans, mm-hmm. you know, or a nice pair of slacks. It's just educating themselves because a lot of men are very comfortable and they're very like stubborn and they just want, it's so many shoes, especially online. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So I have it bad. I do a lot of online shoe shopping
mm-hmm.
because there are a lot of dope shoes that I see from other countries that I like that I can't find in the stores. So as far as that color you were speaking of earlier, color shouldn't be the issue. It's how you put the garment with those shoes.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we grew up, you know, we were raised, you could have an impeccable suit on, but if you don't have the right shoes, you didn't kill the whole entire outfit.
And I would argue it's still that.
It's still that.
Yes.
Yeah. But men now are taking the shoe and just throwing something average on and thinking that they look good.
How do you care? This may be an aside, but when people like yourself and other men, when they talk about you're going to spend money on shoes. And, you know, I think those burnt toe shoes are still popular. But how do you keep that look? Because it would seem to me that, you know, once you get them shined or what have you, it begins to kind of deteriorate. It kind of goes away. It's like you buy them new, but after a month or so, the burnt toe is not, it's more roasted, not burnt.
I just think that men need to really, just like women, mm-hmm. buy great purses and great shoes. I think men need to buy great shoes, invest into some great shoes that won't fade. You know, a lot of men out here are very frugal when it comes to shopping. And I feel like that investment is shoes. Like, I get inspiration from my shoes. I buy shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes, it's ridiculous. But I think that men now need to really just start investing in great pair of shoes. You can get a great pair of shoes for $200,
mm-hmm.
you know? But they're out here looking at these shoes where they start getting them, as you were speaking earlier today, where they start getting them shine, you know, because when we go to the shoe shine,
yeah,
it changes. It really changes your shoes after you go to them a couple of times. But you can still transition these shoes basically by really just having an open mind about what style should go with those shoes. Some men buy shoes and they wear those shoes with anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have four great shoes for a man, and he'll rotate them all year round with anything. That's not the case. You got to know what works and what doesn't work. If it's a dress shoe, 9 times out of 10, it needs to stay a dress shoe.
Okay, that's a good rule of thumb. Now, what about for the ladies? And I'm not necessarily talking, Maggie, about shoe monsters where you've got 100 pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure
that might be accurate.
Yeah, but there and. I'm
a lot of shoe monsters are here.
Yeah, and as they say, look, no shade about that. I think that shoes are really a bigger thing for women. But with that said, let's talk about this spring. Any big changes from last year to this year, or is it pretty much the same kind of trend?
Pretty much the same trend, but what I notice is coming back on mules. Yeah, so I'm
that is so true.
I'm like, wow, the mules are coming back. I don't know how I feel about that yet, right. But I just noticed that they're coming back. Designers are, you know, starting to put it out with these bright, bright, bold colors, diamonds on them, rhinestones, just different. And also boots. Like, you really can still wear boots in the spring.
Boots and
different boots, and they're coming out in these metallic colors. Do you notice that?
Uh-huh.
Metallic colors and see-through type shoes made out of, like, plastic.
Plastic.
So yeah. You can see your feet and they look clear. I actually have one pair, but they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like
the shoes or the feet?
No, both better be.
Yeah.
Both better be.
Don't wear those shoes if you don't have.
No, you bet not.
Period. You bet not wear them out there.
But all jokes aside, now that you mentioned those clear shoes, mm-hmm. the first thing that I.
Depends on a cut to me. It has to be cut perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, let us assume that you have the perfect foot.
Right.
Okay, for something like that. But still, the thing that comes to mind is if they have the booties that are around the ankles.
Yes.
If you're wearing plastic, that you can't wear plastic for long before your feet start to
sweating.
Sweat, and then you're slipping inside, and there and the skin is sticking to the plastic on the inside. I know slave to fashion, but
women will be as
sweaty and sticky.
Don't even matter as long as it looks good. And I actually like some of the pumps that are very clear in the front, and then the color goes to the back.
I don't know if you've seen that too.
I
like
it's very clean and classic.
Mm-hmm.
So those are okay. I mean,
even the feathers.
You said the feathers
are still. Still
feathers
around.
On
feathers
shoes?
On shoes. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I hit that one yet.
What do you mean by feathers on shoes?
So
explain that.
Going across the front of the shoes, you may see feathers, or you may see feathers of the straps that tie around.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Yeah,
that ties around their leg, and they have the feathers on the end.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I am.
Must be a guy
thing.
I've actually seen that, but okay.
Well, I think what you're talking about, the top of the shoe is called the vamp,
right?
Of
going
the shoe,
right across the toes, right?
And so, right at the vamp, mm-hmm. you know, as you move up, yeah, I've seen. Some feathered design, and I'm not talking about feathers that are sticking out like they're ready to fly away.
Correct.
But what I have seen are, for example, peacock kind of feather designs that are flat, but they are real feathers, and that kind of stuff is not cheap.
No, it's
mind
not.
You,
definitely
it,
not.
It's not cheap, and I have seen. Some of the, you know, the strappy sandals where they have.
I was just going to say strappy sandals mm-hmm. are classic, and
I love,
you know,
strappy
the pumps.
Sandals on women.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so women are, you know, it's we don't. I don't think they venture out too much with shoes, you know, but you know, we still have a good. Why you look like that? If you guys can see his face, he's like, what are you talking about?
She said, I don't think women venture
I mean,
out too much.
I've seen crazy, but, you know.
I see a lot of crazy.
Classic type shoes mm-hmm. are still going to be the same. They may change with season, with color,
mm-hmm.
but they keep, like Sarah Jessica Parker, her store is, you know, amazing. and her shoes are classic. But what she does is she changes it with seasons and colors, but they're the same cut, fit, style, because women want those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women love the red bottoms, yes, but Sarah Jessica Parker, she does the different color bottoms.
Exactly.
You know, with her shoes.
But so, red bottoms are not comfortable.
They're not comfortable at all. They will burn your feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not comfortable.
But women wear them, you know what I mean? But
in the minute or so that I have left, I'll ask Maggie first. Give me a couple of don'ts. We've talked about a lot of do's. Give me a couple of don'ts for spring, whatever it happens to be, in your opinion.
Don'ts for spring. Gosh, what are the don'ts for spring?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm trying to think of what it
is. I'm going to help you.
Yeah, well.
Them fitted tight shirts where these women are not in shape enough to be having their bellies hanging out of these shirts.
Mm.
Oh, what are the don'ts for spring? Yes, okay, so I love crop tops, okay?
But it's not for everyone.
Do not wear a crop top if it's not for you. It is not for everyone. Don't do it. So that's my don't for spring. He helped me with that one.
Yeah.
I had to think because it's... he helped me with that one.
And for men, don'ts for spring?
For men, don't for spring. Stop wearing these heavy, heavy weight linen pants.
Heavy weight linen pants.
Yeah, there's some linen that are super, super heavy that I'm just so tired of seeing.
Really?
And then these super duper light linen pants that are so light that they look like that you just balled them up and they're so wrinkled.
So you're saying go with your standard linen.
Yeah, go with your standard linen. I understand why you went with the thin, but those thin linen like that are more so great for shirts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Maggie.
Let me tell you, I have one more don't, and I forgot. I'm glad I remembered this one, the pajama outfits.
I knew you was going to say that.
Please.
I thought that was going to be your first one.
the pajama outfits.
Maggie and I had a little argument about that in the back.
Just keep them at home. They look more sexier. So, I mean, it was a little trend that came out, but just get rid of them for the spring.
Yeah, ladies, don't stop wearing the pajama tops, though, with the heels. I'm sorry. I like that. Please don't stop.
And for our next show.
That's where we differ.
Yeah.
Maggie Francois and Kenny Cass Flanagan, thank you both for...
Thanks for having us. No, we have fun.
Taking us into spring. I really, really appreciate it. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, April 2nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night, everybody, and look good.